My name is Emily Hines, and I attend Houston's City Council meetings and take notes. Today's notes are from the meeting on September 29th, 2021. First, the monthly financial report. I'm just going to skip over the reports from Controller Chris Bowne and Financial Director Tantri Emote, which I'm sure were very accurate and helpful for all those who understand them. And I'll get straight to the councilmember comments after the report. Councilmember at large Michael Kubosch came out guns a-blazin', asking Director Emote, what's up with the financial transparency tool that's been in the works for a while now? She said it's still in planning stages and had no timeline to offer. Kubosch then pivoted to Controller Brown, who said that the ERB and IT departments of the city reported that the mayor's administration told them to stop the project. And no, I do not know what the ERB is. Kubosch asked Controller Brown if he was conducting an independent investigation into former housing director Tom McClaslin's allegations made last week. Controller Brown said the city charter does not grant him the authority to do that, but he is cooperating with the city legal department's investigation. Kubosch said that McClaslin's allegations were serious and he wants to clear the air. Mayor Turner hopped in and was aggressively on the defense. He said that council will be hearing new information over the next week about how Mr. McClaslin was running the housing department, implying some kind of wrongdoing. He asked CM Kubosch not to jump to conclusions without all the necessary information and said that even Mr. McClaslin admitted that nothing Mayor Turner did was illegal. Councilmember at large Sally Alcorn and Councilmember Robert Gallegos of District I made a case for the American Rescue Plan Act or ARPA funds to be used for the arts and other cultural institutions. Mayor Turner expressed sympathy for the arts, but said that public safety, the health department, and solid waste are top priorities. In response to the public safety as top priority comment, Councilmember at large Letitia Plummer said that there are other shortfalls that lead to public safety issues that desperately need funding as preventative measures, and I really appreciated that. Thank you, CM Plummer. CM Kubosch then circled back to the housing department investigation, asking when we will hear this new information the mayor mentioned. Mayor Turner got testy and said probably next week. He reiterated that Mr. McClaslin did not point to anything illegal or fraudulent and again hinted at wrongdoing on the part of McClaslin himself. Mayor Turner suggested that CM Kubosch was damaging the city's name and reputation by even bringing it up again. Normally, I am not Team Kubosch, but today I was very much Team Kubosch. Councilmember Carlos Cisneros of District H got in the mix next. She reminded the mayor that a percentage of ARPA funds must be used for early childhood development and expressed disappointment that Mayor Turner did not list this in his priorities, especially when we are legally required to spend ARPA funds this way. Mayor Turner said, yes, of course, early childhood development is on the agenda. So thank you, CM Cisneros, for bringing this up. This was the feistiest I have ever seen her. Next up, the mayor's report. The city is now offering boosters of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to those eligible, which is people age 65 and up, nursing care residents and staff, people age 18 and up with compromised immune systems, and people age 18 and up who are at high risk, like healthcare workers, grocery store employees, and more. Houston's COVID-19 positivity rate is 13.8% and hospital numbers are going down. Just a little reminder, the positivity rate goal is 5%. The county's vaccine incentive is going away this week, but the city still has funding and will continue its incentive program, which is $100 for the first dose and $50 for the second. Mayor Turner said that the federal government expedited an additional $86 million to the Harris County City of Houston Rental Assistance Collab because we're doing such a good job. And indeed, I have heard this from multiple sources, really leading the nation, it seems. On Thursday, September 30th, there will be a free legal clinic from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Bridge Church, which is at 14880 Bel Air Boulevard. And it's to help people navigate the rental assistance program. You can learn more at HoustonHarrisHelp.org. The Houston's Women's March is this Saturday, and Padma Lakshmi is one of the speakers. The mayor murdered her name again, and I just don't get it. So sorry, Miss Lakshmi. Please don't cancel Top Chef in Houston. Here are some councilmember comments on the mayor's report. Councilmember Abby Kamen of District C asked if people who got Moderna from the city, like me and a lot of people, because it's mostly what the city offered, are okay to get the Pfizer booster. Mayor Turner said they would call Dr. Peirce, Houston's chief medical officer, and circle back to this. CM Plummer asked if landlords still need to be involved in the rental assistance program with the new federal funding mentioned previously. Councilmember Tiffany Thomas of District F, who is also the chair of the Housing and Community Affairs Committee, said that previous funding from the CARES Act did not allow direct assistance to tenants without landlord involvement, which is a big eye roll, but okay. But the ARPA funds do allow direct assistance to tenants going forward, so that's good. CM Thomas went on to urge council members and the public, I assume, not to get distracted by viral moments and to do the hard work of weighing all information before having a robust discussion and working to restore trust in our housing department and council members. On a personal note, I say embrace the drama, especially if it gets otherwise apathetic people interested in what's going on at City Hall. Moving on to some agenda items. Agenda item 7 provides $612,000 in Hurricane Harvey Community Development Block Grant funds to the Women's Home to provide case management, mental health counseling, substance abuse services, job training, and education to 75 homeless women through the Life Learning Center in District A. Agenda item 10 approved an agreement with Precinct 1 Community Emergency Response Team, or CERT, which is a nonprofit, to lease and operate a city-owned property as a venue for community meetings and events in District H. Sam Cisneros said this is a real win for Independence Heights. It's been in the works for 3 years and allows this CERT to expand its support in the community. Agenda item 11 approved funding and a contract extension with the company currently helping the city develop a commercial recycling program. Councilmember Amy Peck of District A voiced some concerns. She said she hopes that the result is more than a required recycling program for businesses and mentioned some options that businesses could opt into but were not required to conform to. Little things like this are one reason I love attending City Council. Now we know that CM Peck places more importance on the financial prospects of businesses and corporations than ensuring Houston's landfills don't reach capacity, ultimately damaging our city and the literal future of the planet. Good to know. Mayor Turner and CM Kamen spoke up to defend this commercial recycling program, saying that this process allows stakeholder input, i.e. from businesses, but that we must get this landfill situation under control. Agenda items 16 and 17 approved an agreement to develop a hike and bike trail in Sharpstown, and Councilmember Ed Pollard of District J was very happy and proud of this. Now, some Councilmember pop-offs and an update from Dr. Purse. CM Thomas talked about a series of recent house fires in District F and went over some resources the Houston Fire Department has for fire prevention. She mentioned the youth-led conference on October 17th and plugged Nigeria Day on October 2nd. CM Alcorn used the landfill and commercial recycling program to bring up her compost pilot program coming soon and said that thinking about landfills gives her anxiety. Same. Councilmember Tarsha Jackson of District B sent congratulations to the students from Wheatley, Cashmere, and Worthing High Schools who were chosen for 50 Cent's G-Unity Business Lab. Amazing name. She also mentioned the revitalization of St. Elizabeth Church in District B, which is being turned into affordable housing, and Mayor Turner took this opportunity to defend his housing initiatives once again. CM Kamen sent a happy belated birthday to Houston Fire Department Chief Pena, mentioned some signs in Freedmanstown that are going up, criticized the Greater Houston Partnership for their support of the current GLO funding plan, and plugged the District C rain barrel sale. CM Pollard called for volunteers to help Haitian migrants and said to reach out to Houston Haitians United for more information. Dr. Purse, our chief medical officer, hopped on the call, as they say, and attempted to clear up some booster shot confusion. He said that while the research is still underway, it is safest to get your third shot or booster shot, they are actually different things, from the same manufacturer as your first doses. He reported that Moderna has filed paperwork with the FDA to get approved for boosters and third doses, but it could take 3 to 4 weeks to get finalized. Councilmember Greg Travis of District G asked Dr. Purse to discuss natural immunity, because of course he did. According to Dr. Purse, COVID-19 infection does give you natural immunity, but it varies very widely from person to person, with some people developing strong antibody levels and some developing very low antibody levels with no consistency whatsoever. Dr. Purse said that the strongest immunity appears to come from those who have been infected with the virus and then have also gotten the vaccine afterwards. He really seemed to be trying to stress that while infection does grant us some natural immunity, research shows that it is not consistent and that our immunity to the virus is definitely stronger after receiving the vaccine, whether you've had COVID or not. Finally, I have some thoughts on this whole housing snafu. I don't have any opinions about former housing director Tom McCasland, although Mayor Turner certainly does. but I do know that when allegations like the ones Mr. McCasland made, they have to be investigated, and they should be investigated under the public eye and with the interests of the public at heart, not with the reputation of the mayor or the housing department or even the city as the leading stakeholder. I'm pretty disheartened by Mayor Turner's response. At today's meeting, he came off as manipulative and was definitely flexing his strong mayor powers, such as they are, which made him sound like a bully, behavior which has no place anywhere and certainly not among colleagues who work together at the same table for the common good. It would be best for the mayor to acknowledge that the allegations made by Mr. McCasland don't come out of thin air and must be investigated, preferably independently and not by any city employee that reports to the mayor. His combative attitude does nothing to reassure me. I was disturbed by the mayor's repeated refrain that Mr. McCasland did not allege any illegal or fraudulent wrongdoing on his part. Just because something isn't technically illegal doesn't make it right, and it's super disappointing to see this disconnect in Houston's highest elected official. I await more information, but I really don't have much faith in any investigation that isn't independent from the mayor's office. And that's it. That was the meeting. Now is the time when I like to thank all of our Patreon supporters, and we have one new one, Shane Kelly. Thank you so much. The Patreon is patreon.com/EmilyTakesNotes, and if you're able, we really appreciate it. It helps a lot. You can find resources for this episode, including where to watch city council meetings and how to find your city council member in the show notes. This week's episode was recorded by and has music from Joe Wozni. It is produced by Connor Clifton. And that's it for this week. I'm Emily Hines, and I thank you for listening.